please be quiet. We're back in session.
Oh, you're back in session? All right.
Carla, the next item is item number 125, and this is a continued hearing.
Item 125, appeal of the Portland Japanese Garden against the hearing officer's decision of approval with conditions limiting the garden's office use in the house at 369 Southwest Kingston Avenue to 4 years, LU19-192268CU.
Colleagues, do any members of the council have any new ex parte contacts or site visits to declare or information gathered outside of this hearing to disclose, presumably since the last time you answered this question?
No.
I guess I need to wait for Commissioner Hardesty, don't I, to answer that question? She'll be here in a second.
I think Mustafa's
you could,
on.
You could also move forward, but and when she arrives, you could ask her to chime in. But that's
good,
that's at your discretion.
Okay, good. Let's go ahead and do that. So no council members thus far have any new ex parte contacts or site visits to declare. Does anyone on the... do any council members have any other matters that need to be discussed before we begin the hearing? Before we begin, I need to announce that though I was not present for the January 30th hearing, I've reviewed the record and I'm prepared to participate in the appeal. At the hearing, the council heard from all interested parties and began their deliberations. Commissioner Fritz made a motion to tentatively uphold the appeal and extend the use for 10 years that was seconded by Commissioner Udaly. The council did not take a vote on the motion. We're now back to continue deliberations and vote on the motion. Before we resume, I want to remind everyone that the record is closed. And before we get to the question of whether there's further discussion about Commissioner Fritz's motion, I will ask Commissioner Hardesty, do you have any new ex parte contacts, site visits, or other issues that you need to declare?
Mayor, thanks for the question. Yes, I was contacted by one of the plaintiff in this case. I did not discuss it, but I did let them know that it was inappropriate for me to dialogue, and I'm not quite sure. But yes, so that was my only communication, no site visit.
Okay, and it's my understanding that was via email and you did not respond.
That is correct. Well, I responded and that I could not actually respond.
good customer service.
Yes,
it's always
yes,
valued
yes.
Here. Does anyone in the chamber have any questions from Commissioner Hardesty based on what she has just disclosed? Seeing none. So we are back to deliberations. Why don't I jump in since everybody's heard what everybody else thinks, and I have a couple of questions for legal counsel. So I was persuaded by the commentary around the conditions under which the original conditional use permit was extended. And my concern is that if we accept the 10-year extension, what we are de facto saying is we are permanently extending the conditional use permit. That sets a precedent. In this particular case, first of all, I want to just express that I hold the Japanese Garden in the highest of esteem. Their leadership, Steve Bloom, I think, is one of the most effective executive director leaders in the city of Portland, and he has justifiably been in that role for some time because of his effectiveness and success. And I want to thank all the people who volunteer on the Japanese Garden. It's always my go-to place when I have people visiting from out of town. But this is very narrowly not a discussion about whether we like the Japanese Garden or don't. This is about a land use case. It's about the facts that are on the record, and it's about the extension of a conditional use permit. And my concern is that by extending the conditional use permit for another 10 years, and ignoring the rest of the conversation that took place previously around promises that were made or not made, the concern I have is this now sets a precedent for residential areas throughout the city and commercial uses in said residential areas. I was pleased to hear on the record, and I believe it was Steve Janik representing the neighborhood, I could be mistaken, but I think it was Steve, who said that they did not want any extension of the conditional use permit, but they could live with the 4 years that was recommended by the hearings officer. And I saw that as a compromise position that would be useful. And therefore, my inclination would be, and by the way, Mr. Janik also indicated that if 4 years goes by and the Japanese Garden has not been able to resolve this issue, they would be willing to take up the question again in 4 years. So that struck me as a reasonable compromise position, and it comported with our city staffer's recommendation to city council. There's a problem with this, and this is now where I'm turning to legal counsel. Ordinarily, we would have this discussion, we'd have the conversation, we'd cast our vote, and that would be that. My understanding is the charter does not actually account for the possibility of a tie vote. Is that correct?
It's City Code Section 3.02040I4, which requires that either to approve an appeal, uphold an appeal, or deny an appeal, it requires three affirmative votes of council.
Okay, so you see
way.
Maggie with her hat on back there? That's how I feel right now.
Looks like Commissioner Fritz is trying to get your
Commissioner answer. Fritz.
I have a question.
Please.
Which approval criterion allows us to put a condition of approval for either 4 or 10 years?
Could I have staff come back up, please? This was your recommendation to council, the 4 years. Could you please do your level best to address the commissioner's question?
Sure. It was actually the hearings officer's decision to limit it to 4 years. It wasn't actually the staff recommendation. But what he based that on was criterion C for livability, and basically saying that office use is fundamentally different from residential use, and that regardless of how many conditions of approval could be placed on it to limit the impacts were going to be different. The neighborhood was unique because it was next to the Japanese Garden and the Rose Garden and Washington Park, and that's, you'll find those findings in the findings for criterion C, livability.
Okay, and goal 10, could you, because there was some discussion amongst council members about goal 10, and the question I had, is goal 10 speaking holistically about the city overall, or is it speaking about individual land use decisions?
I believe it speaks holistically about the city overall. It's a requirement on cities to provide for and plan for housing.
Okay, thank you.
And what was the staff recommendation?
The staff recommendation to the hearings officer was to approve the conditional use review with conditions of approval, including a 10-year time limit. The hearings officer adopted the conditions of approval recommended by staff, but changed the condition of approval from 10 years to 4 years because he found the livability criterion, criterion C, would not be met for 10 years.
I have a question about that, and I'll get to Commissioner Fritz. I apologize. I'm just sort of on this train of thought, and it's interesting to me. So goal 10 does figure into our findings and the criteria that we use for these land use hearings. I could actually make the case that any individual action does not necessarily have a material impact on the overall city's goals around providing housing stock, couldn't I?
I think you could.
So why is it in the code?
It's actually not in the code.
Where is it?
It is because the city's comprehensive plan was appealed. And while that appeal has been pending, certain land use applications where the criteria were affected by the 2035 comprehensive plan that's been under appeal also must demonstrate compliance with the statewide planning goals until that comprehensive plan is acknowledged by the state.
So couldn't I say then in any one of those 2035 issues, if it's not demonstrated that a particular designation has a material impact on the city's overall housing goals, that it is in fact not something we need to concern ourselves with?
I suppose you could. It's not something we have a lot of experience with implementing.
No, it strikes me as a little bit counter to the common sense objectives. I mean, maybe it adheres to the letter, but I don't think necessarily the spirit of what we're trying to accomplish. But that's sort of an aside. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. The hearings officer found on page 29, the use of the Kingston House as office space will have or likely have influence or effect on the residential area, and that the applicant's requested 10-year extension will result in significant adverse impacts. And in the conclusion, it said that there should be, above that, it says, the hearings officer finds that this residential area in this case is unique and that any additional or different noise, glare from lights, late night operations, odors, litter, and privacy do adversely impact the livability of the residential area. The testimony of the nearest neighbor was in support of the application for 10 years. And the record also shows on page 33 that the volume of traffic going past this residence is 2,563 on the highest day. So this is, I just find it incredulous to think that having 12 employees who don't park on the street are adding significantly to 2,500 vehicles on this street.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. For me, the decision, as with you, has nothing to do with my love for the Japanese garden. There was a 10-year period of time where the Japanese garden had the opportunity to build office space. That was the agreement that they made. When I talked to the director of the Japanese garden, and he said, yes, we did our construction, but we didn't construct large enough for all our staff. To me, that is not a compelling reason for us to give them 10 more years to do the same thing. I thought the hearings officer was brilliant by saying, okay, we will give you a little more time for you to address the core issue, which is your new space does not hold all of your employees. The reason why we put conditional use on some land use decisions is because we do not want to set a precedent that it just becomes the norm. It is not acceptable to me that this council would then say, yeah, but we like you, so let's just extend it for 10 more years. It is clear to me that they could have, if they had chose to, the Japanese garden, built enough space to accommodate their office needs. The fact that they chose not to, and then expect that we would just say, okay, we'll wait another 10 years, is to me not acceptable. I can love the Japanese garden and be absolutely opposed to them having 10 more years to actually do what they should have done within the first 10 years of this process. And so that's where I stand. My position has not moved. And that's where I am.
Thank you. Can I ask Commissioner Daly?
First of all, Commissioner Fritz, I still support your motion, but I don't recall supportive testimony from any neighbors.
It's in the record.
It's in the record. Written. Oh, so we didn't hear it in the last. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, Commissioner. Go ahead.
Oh,
sorry.
As far as the Japanese Gardens opportunity to construct on site, like any other development, they were constrained with how much they could build on that site. And they chose to dedicate that limited space they had to space that the public can enjoy and space that generates revenue, such as the gift shop and the cafe. So I'm not going to chide the Japanese garden for not giving up those vital opportunities to build office space when they have a building adjacent to them that they're using. I heard no compelling evidence from the opponents that use of that home as an office has any real impact on livability in the neighborhood. I just reject that. And I also reject the notion that we're setting a dangerous precedent by allowing conditional use on a one single-family home in very unique circumstances. This has nothing to do with my personal feelings about the Japanese garden. I feel that the arguments about around livability and Title X are really grasping at straws. They're not meaningful to me whatsoever. We have an affordable housing crisis. We don't have a lack of housing units. We have thousands of vacant units. So to argue that we can't take one house and let it be used for a non-residential purpose, one house that, I don't know, probably is worth $800,000 to $1 million, which is not going to provide anyone affordable housing, is just not compelling to me. So I continue to support Commissioner Fritz's motion.
Very good. Could I just ask a couple of more questions here, and you may or may not have this information. I believe I heard on the record, and I may have misunderstood this, I believe what I heard was the original conditional use that was extended, that either the hearings office or city staff at that time, and I'm not clear which, indicated that the conditional use criteria would not be met, but for the fact that there was an agreed upon time limitation. Do you recall that discussion? And if so, can you elaborate on that?
It was the hearings officer that made that comment in his decision from 2009. That, and I think what he said was that it may not be met or was not necessarily met if not for the 10-year time limit, which was proposed by the applicant at the time. So he wasn't asked to consider anything more than 10 years in that 2009 decision. But I do recall in his findings, he said that, I think in the findings for Criterion A from 2009 decision, that the hearing, or that the conditions of approval limiting the use to 10 years made it so he didn't have to address whether a permanent conditional use would meet the criteria, and a permanent conditional use he found would not necessarily meet them.
Okay, so it wasn't as hard a line as it would not have met the conditional use criteria but for the 10-year cutoff.
I mean, if you'd like, I can pull it out and read it to you, because I don't want to mischaracterize it.
Well, wasn't it because the neighborhood was threatening to appeal, and by having the 10 years, they agreed to it?
I don't know what happened before they got to that point in 2009, but in the 2009 hearing, the Neighborhood Association actually supported the Japanese Gardens application. They had a separate agreement that they had entered into. Then part of that was that the use would be limited to 10 years.
I have a legal question. I hate to ask legal questions, but this is all legal. So I have raised the concern about precedent. Commissioner Udaly indicates that she does not see this as precedent because it's very narrowly focused on a particular land use decision. Could you give us some clarity on that? Can you put my mind at ease that this does not set precedent?
I'm not sure if you're asking globally about conditional uses. I mean, we have
my concern.
Our code provides for many types of conditional uses in many different zones. Most conditional uses are very fact specific, and the purpose of a conditional use is that you will allow something that would not be allowed outright. But what you're trying to do is address any of the impacts that that use would have on allowed uses in the neighborhood. So
okay, so this is helpful. So is there some way to clearly state for the specifics of this set of findings, that this is a unique one-off circumstance, and it is the council's stated intent that it not set a precedent in other areas of the city? Do you see what I'm getting at? Am I being clear?
I mean, the findings are addressing particular criteria. And so the question would be, is there an interpretation that council is making of the criteria that you, I mean, you'd be concerned that that might apply in other circumstances.
Yes.
And yes, I will say that we do that regularly in your decisions when there are really fact-specific circumstances that lead you to interpret the code language in a particular way. And we can certainly circumscribe it.
Right, because Commissioner Udaly also made a good point, which is, look, this is right next to one of the largest tourism destinations in our city and, in fact, the entire state, and therefore there is already a significant amount of street-based activity and the like. I do not necessarily want to open this precedent in other parts of the city. So it sounds like what you were telling me is we are protected from that. Is that correct or no?
I think that the decision can be written in such a way that, and if you're talking about temporal limitations, I mean, conditional uses don't, the criteria don't specifically speak to temporal limitations. And
what do
you
mean?
Reason you would do that is because you think of there are particular impacts. And so you absolutely can write the findings in such a way that it is specific to a particular application.
Right.
Well, that's what you're asking.
How would you do that? Because what I don't want to do is have someone in Lentz sue me or the city council saying, wow, you know, you set a precedent over here in, you know, up by the park and the Japanese garden, and now we're going to use the precedent that you already used there to put commercial uses in residential areas in Lentz. I want to protect us from that, and I want to be unequivocal in that. And so the question is, how do we write this in a way that would not be precedent setting? Because we could be sued, right, based on precedent.
We could just be sued because people sue us, right?
No, I don't. Right? I mean successfully sue. I get sued 5 times a day. I just mean successfully.
The nature of conditional use is very specific to each individual site. So this idea of precedent, I think, is unnecessarily confusing the matter, because there is a set of criteria that has to be met in order for the conditional use to be allowed, and those criteria and whether or not they're met are going to vary from site to site.
Okay.
And it's not like we don't ever want to allow another conditional use again. I mean, mm-hmm. we get to weigh each
did
one.
Did you have something to...
So I guess I'm sorry. I guess I'm just concerned that the reason that we do a conditional use is because of a condition that exists. If the plaintiffs actually developed a good neighbor agreement, if the plaintiffs said, this in this period of time, we would have resolved the issue that requires this conditional use permit, why would we then say, well, just because this is such a nice place to go to, that we're going to let them do this indefinitely, right? If we want people to respect the rules that the city puts down and says, this is the process, this is how you do it, it is inconceivable to me that we will continue to make exceptions for things that we like versus things that we don't like. I'm really trying to understand why extending this for what will change in 10 years? Will they have built the office space? Will they no longer need the house? What do we think will be different in 10 years if you approve this?
Commissioner Fritz had a question.
Well, I just have a comment. Could I just remind the council that the council approved a conditional use for the spa in Northeast in a residential zone to allow a commercial use in the residential zone. So that's clear evidence that we do, these are one-offs based on, does it address the approval criteria? And Commissioner Daly and I are not talking about, we like the Japanese garden, we're talking about what do the approval criteria say.
And what are the impacts? And the impacts are minimal. And that is the essential criteria, in my understanding, of a conditional use.
Hi, Douglas Hardy with Bureau of Development Services. So I think the last set of comments address in part what I was intending to indicate, but typically for conditional uses, there aren't time limits placed on them.
Yeah.
So for example, most every school in the city is a conditional use. They've been conditional uses for 80 years. hospitals, universities, all of those are conditional use entities that don't have time limits on them. So I think if you want to put a time limit on for this particular circumstance, again, it has to be related to the approval criteria. So there has to be something related to one of the approval criteria that there's some negative impact that effectively demands that we put a limit on the time. I think to your specific question, Mayor, about precedent setting, and to reiterate to some degree what the city attorney had indicated, is conditional uses, I think, as you indicated, are very site-specific. Just because we approve one in this neighborhood doesn't mean the exact same facility is going to be approved in another neighborhood. Because as we do the evaluation, we, the city, or the BDS does the evaluation, we're looking at the very site-specific impacts. What are the impacts on traffic? What are the impacts on parking, noise, odor, et cetera?
Okay.
So it could be very different in a different circumstance.
And let me ask you a question. Maybe you know this and maybe you don't, because we're dealing with a little bit of history here as well, mm-hmm. aren't we? So the original conditional use permit did have a timeline on it, mm-hmm. which you're saying is an exception to the broader rule.
It's unique.
Why was it put on?
I'm sorry.
Why was there a time limit put on it?
That's a good question. As Andy indicated, there was an agreement between the garden and the neighborhood as to the limit, you know, the extent of that office use. I will say in the hearings officer's original approval in 2009, was it? I think similar to the current hearings officer's decision, and in fact it was the same hearings officer, it wasn't necessarily clear in the findings why there was the 10-year. And in fact, as you indicated, there was reference in the hearings officer's report that potentially if there wasn't this 10-year time limit, you know, it may not have been approvable, but there was really nothing in those findings that sort of said why, you know, what is the importance.
Okay, that's helpful to me. And one more question of legal counsel, and I'm sorry, I'm really working you overtime today. What would be the consequence of us not reaching a consensus opinion?
So,
in other words, a 3-1 vote or a 4-0?
There's no consequence to a 3-1 vote as long as you have three votes.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. If we're tied, sorry.
If you're tied,
yeah.
It means we get to keep deliberating until we reach a decision. We are obligated when there's an application submitted, we're obligated to reach a decision.
Okay, so I'll just put a marker out, pop up, not necessarily related. I think we need to revisit the way the code is written, the way it's drafted, and maybe something like if there are only four commissioners, majority wins. Because I honestly think it's...
Well, the majority
will win.
It's the tie.
Well,
I don't think there's anything to do.
It doesn't anticipate it.
Can we get the auditor down here to place a vote? I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, the difference is this would have been wrapped up previously.
Yeah.
And so I feel like my presence actually is not helpful. My presence at this point creates a tie. And we need to figure out how to move on from a tie situation. Yes.
I have the hearings officer's findings from 2009 where he addresses your question. Would you like me to read those to you?
I would.
Yes.
So that was the applicant's proposal at that time based on an agreement they had with the neighborhood association, I believe, to only propose 10 years. So it wasn't something imposed out of nothing from the hearings officer at the time. But what he said was, and this is in the findings for approval criterion A in 2009, the hearings officer throughout this decision considered the use of the house as administrative offices to be for a limited term. Under this approval criteria, the hearings officer measured the intensity and scale of the proposed use as those flowing from only a 10-year term. The hearings officer notes that had this proposal not included a 10-year term, the hearings officer may have arrived at a conclusion that the overall residential appearance and function of the residential area would have been significantly lessened, and therefore, this approval criteria would not have been met. as such, with the representation by the applicant that the house and subject site would be used for administrative purposes for a period of 10 years, the hearings officer finds that the overall residential appearance and function of the residential area will not be significantly lessened. The hearings officer finds with the 10-year term, this approval criterion is met.
I have a couple comments.
Commissioner Daly.
I would support getting rid of the time limit altogether. I appreciate you sharing that with us, but as I said earlier, I heard no evidence that there was a truly negative impact to the livability of the neighborhood by the use of this residence for offices. And the reason that I am ardently pursuing a 10-year extension is there are two. One is that this is an expensive and time-consuming process for the garden to go through. And two, it's a time-consuming process for council. So I would just like everyone to consider that. We may have this come back 4 years from now and have yet another hearing on it.
Commissioner Hursty.
Thank you. Well, my expectation would be in 4 years they would have had office space, that there would be no need to come back in 4 years because they would have actually identified or built office space that they would then move their staff into. I don't know why it would come back in 4 years. And again, I go back to what was the agreement made, and I really appreciate you putting that on the record because I do remember reading through and realizing that there was a good neighbor agreement. You meet with your neighborhood association, you come to agreement, then you go to a hearings officer, and they say, okay, yes, you can do this under these stipulations. I mean, I expect people to actually follow the rules that they agree to. Unless there's a compelling reason not to. And then when you tell me, when I ask you directly, the reason you didn't is because you just didn't build enough office space, I'm sorry, that does not pass the smell test for me. I think if you knew you had a 10-year time limit, then you plan accordingly. I mean, it's not like we said you got to figure it out in a year. So I don't want to be a part of actually just supporting stuff that actually is not what we agreed to. If you agreed to this, now, if there had been some financial reason, it had been some major disaster, and there was a reason why we could not perform as we said we would, then I would have been very happy to reconsider it. But that's not what the plaintiffs presented to us, and so that's where I am. Thank you.
So without significant impacts on livability in the neighborhood, we're going to allow a small group of neighbors to adversely impact the garden and potentially everyone who enjoys and benefits from the garden. I just, without meaningful impacts to the neighborhood, it's still unclear why the hearings officer or what condition he was attaching that opinion to. And it sounds like they came to an agreement with the neighbors on the 10 years to appease the neighbors, but there is no the garden made it clear that they don't have the resources to build offices in 4 years, so that's
Could I get a clarification, and I know this was raised during the hearing, so I know it's material to this conversation. The executive director was giving his testimony, and he was just about to answer the question I wanted to hear answered, and then I think his time ran out. And the question that I wanted answered was, of the individuals who are in the office immediately adjacent to the garden, how many of them, as either a condition of their employment or as a requirement of the work they do, need to be in immediate proximity to the park?
Well, I think that was in the record that the applicant had stated that all the people that work in the house go to the garden on a daily basis or on a frequent basis.
As part of their employment.
Right.
What do they do?
I don't know. I don't really know what they do, and I don't believe that was ever stated, and now the record is closed.
Okay.
But I understand that they did say, and that wasn't definitely in the record, that the people that work in the house are people that they feel need to be close to the garden because they go there on a regular basis.
Yeah, and in all fairness to them, it seemed like they agreed to a whole host of stipulations in terms of how many people could be in the house, where they would park, issues around lighting, noise, after-hours operations, and I was very pleased to hear that. Commissioner Fritz.
Whether or not the Japanese garden could put staff somewhere else is not part of the approval criteria.
Yeah.
So if a land use application meets the approval criteria, it must be approved. And there isn't evidence in the record as to why the livability criterion is not met. So the issues of was there a deal, have they met with the deal, that's not part of the approval criteria. Although there may have, this is what in the appeal, although there may have been some question in 2009 about how the office use might integrate with the neighborhood, there should be no question now. The garden has demonstrated through this application that over the past 10 years, the office use has not caused, has not only caused none of the approval criteria and enumerated significant adverse impacts on the surrounding neighborhood, the use has had no significant adverse impacts of any kind.
All right, very good. So sometimes being mayor means you just have to suck it up, and this is going to be one of those circumstances. We're obviously at a stalemate. Code requires us to have a majority. I think my colleagues have made some very good points. I think all of us agree we love the Japanese garden. I actually have concerns about this, but in order for us not to have a democratic crisis here under the current requirements of our ordinance, I will vote with my colleagues over here so that we can move on. But I'm also going to say something for the record. Number one, we need to revisit the code so that this never happens again. The code assumes immortality, and it assumes we will not, therefore, have a tie. And unfortunately, sadly, we know that not to be true. So I would like that code revisited. Number two, I have an expectation of the Japanese garden because I hold them in such high esteem and because I know their leadership is extraordinary and I know their allies are very smart, savvy, influential, and concerned members of this community, that they will work with the Parks Bureau. And I did hear some concerns about their relationship with the Parks Bureau going way, way, way back. Let's see if we can find a better solution in the coming years that work for everybody. And it may be that at the end of the day we can't get there, but I would at least like this not to be an excuse to do nothing. I think we should continue the conversation. I'm currently the Parks Commissioner, and I will commit to beginning that process and that conversation, and let's see what we can do together. So with that, if there's no further discussion, I'll entertain. We already have the motion on the table. At this point, I'll just call for the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Commissioner Udaly. Your points were all really well made, and I support them. Thank you to staff, thank you to the neighborhood folks and the Japanese garden. We have to make decisions based on the approval criteria, and like Commissioner Udaly, I don't see anything in the approval criteria that actually allows for a 10-year time limit. And so that in itself, I think, is a compromise, and I appreciate the mayor for breaking the tie. Aye.
Hardesty?
I appreciate my colleagues. I'm thrilled that we don't always think all the same and we don't all have the same, come at these issues from the same direction. For me, this was a very easy vote, and the vote was simply you make an agreement, you get a conditional use, you either keep the agreement or you don't. And so to me it's really cut and dry, especially when I talk to the director and find out that in 10 years there was no movement to actually make the change that they'd agreed to. It is very unfortunate that that we're gonna once again kind of cave for an issue that I think leadership is required, and leadership means that you hold people to their word, so I vote no.
Udaly.
Well, it sounds to me like the original 10-year limitation was a concession to the neighborhood, not based on actual criteria. And that is why I am very comfortable and very supportive of Commissioner Fritz's motion. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
As I think has been made crystal clear, I actually support the recommendation of the hearing officer. However, we have an issue with the ordinance that requires us to be able to move on with only a majority vote. I'm persuaded by many of the arguments Commissioners Fritz and Udaly have made, but I am not persuaded by all of them. I do expect the Japanese Garden to work with me as the new, or at least temporary, Parks Commissioner to resolve this issue. Frankly, I believe that whether it is part of the findings or not, the Japanese Garden made a commitment to the community, and they did not live up to that commitment. That is problematic for me. And so I think that that commitment does not dissolve today simply by us taking this vote. And I would hope that they would continue to provide the excellent leadership that they provide and take the initiative in the way they take the initiative so many times in so many other positive ways for our community, and continue to sit at the table and engage with the neighbors. I vote aye. This is a tentative vote in approval of the motion offered by Commissioner Fritz. We will come back for a final vote. The motion today is to tentatively uphold the appeal and extend the use for 10 years. It is passed 3-1. This matter will return to Council for the adoption of findings and a final vote on.
The next time we have a full Council is March 4th. That will work for everybody at 10:15 a.m.
Yes, you do.
Okay, good. Anything else, legal counsel? Do we cover all of our bases there?
So, Carl, I just want to confirm we have the entire council that date?
Correct.
Okay, then we are good.
Good. All right, everybody be there. All right, thank you. That item's tentatively resolved.